Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Come back to Wisconsin for some history in the making now. Up in Kewaunee County, they're drinking bottled water. Clean water is under attack in Wisconsin because of the Republican Party. It's largely due to a CAFO, C-A-F-O. What's a CAFO? It's a concentrated animal feeding operation. When I was a kid growing up, you know, farms in Wisconsin might have 100 cows, might have 200, maybe a couple hundred, maybe 75. Up in Kewaunee County, the CAFO at Kennard Farms has 8,000 cows. 8,000 cows. And 8,000 cows produces manure from 8,000 cows with nitrates and bad things. And it goes down into the groundwater because there's a fractured rocky subsurface, very thin soil. It gets into the groundwater. People are drinking bottled water. They put in for a permit to go to 15,000 cows, more than double. I mean, 15,000 cows, for the love of Pete, okay? So 15,000 cows, and on March 25th, the DNR gave them a qualified permit. Then the DNR reexamined it and just said, no, you're only going to keep it 8,000 cows, and you must monitor two fields where the manure is spread. The manure comes out, and it's spread in two fields. Now, the day may come when somebody invents something where manure is just put in, never goes in the soil, and is turned into something else and never pollutes anything, but that day has not yet come. So under the qualified permit, they can keep their 8,000 cows, but they have to monitor two fields, and there are three wells on each field. And they must take an hourly water level and temperature monitoring for the wells. The data to date, even with 8,000 cows, in the report said that there is persistently exceedances of groundwater quality standards for nitrates and bacteria. The health standard for nitrates is you can't have more than 10 milligrams of nitrates, and they have 20 per liter instead of 10. Double the health standards. When you have nitrates to that extent, it results in birth defects, colon cancer, thyroid problems. And this is all attributable to the thin soil and fractured bedrock in much of Wisconsin. That's just the result of glaciers 10,000 years ago. It's a result of geology. If somebody wants an 8,000 cow farm, they should put it in a state that has just rock solid bedrock where it can't get into their groundwater. Wisconsin, when I was growing up, we'd always had the reputation of clean water. Cleanest in the country. We have the Great Lakes right here, and a lot of this stuff leaches in the Great Lakes. A lot of it leaches in the Great Lakes. You know, you have these forever chemicals, which are different from the nitrates from cows. Up in Marinette County, it now turns out in Marathon County, in Wausau, every well has a presence of it. And they've found forever chemicals in La Crosse, Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, all around the state. You know, if it's in Milwaukee, it gets into Lake Michigan. Forever Chemicals in Marinette gets into Green Bay. And we're standing by. And the Republican Party just says, well, if the Wisconsin Manufacturers Association wants this, it's good for jobs. Now, wait a minute. We have a vibrant economy. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since 1968. We don't have to poison our groundwater for jobs. People are advertising for workers. They're advertising everywhere I go. There'll be a sign on the desk that say, you know, we're hiring restaurant servers, cooks, receptionists, you go in for your annual checkup or something, say we're hiring, we're always hiring. Walmart had to go up to 110 grand a year for new truck drivers. Truck driver, first time truck drivers, 110 grand a year. That impacts inflation, although that's on the way down. But this is wage inflation, and it's about time, quite frankly. Wages have been too low, to be honest with you. But let's get back to fresh water. Why do we so lightly give up our reputation for clean water? Why do we so lightly give up our reputation for clean government, for democratic government? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one at a time. One at a time. What it does is, there are six or so swing states. It only takes lawyers in six swing states with briefcases and suits walking in and getting tweaks to the law, changes to the law. This happens in environmental issues, and it happens in our democracy. In our democracy, they will simply say that the legislature picks the presidential electors. The election's a beauty contest. They'll say that from now on, it's the governor that will appoint the state treasurer, the state secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, and lieutenant governor. You don't get to vote for them. When it comes to the environment, they'll say, well, yeah, Evers won, but he doesn't get to appoint anybody in the DNR, and the guy that Walker appointed gets to stay on because the state senator won't even convene a vote to confirm him. And a Republican Supreme Court upholds that. Now, this all has the appearance of law. In 1932 in Berlin, there was an appearance of law. Hitler's party got, I don't know, 40% of the vote, put together a coalition government, and said, I would like to dissolve the Reichstag, this is the Congress, for 4 years. I need power to take care of unspecified threats, and then I'll reconvene you. 2-1, they voted to do that. That had the force of law. The minute they did it, he arrested people, tortured them, invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia, and launched World War II and the Holocaust. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Why are we even thinking? And I'm afraid, by the way, that a Republican Supreme Court will side with Kennard Farms and let them have 15,000 cows. Why are we even thinking of letting a farm that has 8,000 cows go to 15,000? Why are we, and the other thing they don't want to do is monitor these wells as frequently as they're told to, when already the nitrate level is double the health standard. So why are we putting up for that? Are you yawning? Are you lying on the sofa yawning, having your coffee? You care? I mean, really, do you care? Everybody in the state, in the Democratic Party that I've ever met, very concerned about issues. In Madison, they have a phrase that'll go, they'll talk to somebody, what are you doing these days? I'm doing climate change. I'm doing women's rights. Like, what do you mean you're doing them? What are you doing to them? What are you doing? Frequently, they're not doing anything. They go to meetings, they may go to a protest, they yawn, drink some coffee, they don't do anything, nothing. Well, let me tell you something. The insidious attack on our democracy is the most important issue right now, but it's fanning out in things like this, in our drinking water. Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. I think we have more lakes than Minnesota. Every county you go to has lakes all over the place. Beautiful lakes, clean, pristine. Walker repealed state extra protections on wetlands. Walker permitted deep wells in central Wisconsin that are just draining the groundwater. These wells can pump 100,000 gallons a day and they use them as bottled water somewhere else. Why are we selling our water so cheaply just because somebody is able to buy the surface land? Why don't we have a DNR that enforces the law and that does not permit any farm to have double the nitrate level that's required by health standards? Why do we have a DNR that has somebody on it appointed by Walker and he won't get off because the gerrymandered Republican state Senate won't even schedule a confirmation hearing for the new person. Why do we have a court 4-3 that is largely doing the bidding of the Republican Party? This is Wisconsin. This is the state of Fighting Bob LaFalla. This is the state of Gaylord Nelson. Remember May 1st, Earth Day? Remember Earth Day? This is the state where the environmental movement was born. Was born. Before the EPA came into effect 50 years ago, and by the way, believe it or not, the president that created the EPA was Richard Nixon. You'd have midnight dumpers. A guy would have a bunch of cyanide. He'd drive out in the country about 50 miles, just dump it in the stream. This kind of thing is going on right now. This kind of thing is going on right now. And nobody appears to be doing anything about it. Nobody appears to be doing anything about it. Nobody appears to be outraged. Nobody appears to do anything about it. Putting on your radar, you're going to have a 15,000 cow herd up in Kewaunee County before you know it. And believe it or not, they were going to be putting in a 50,000 hog farm, 50,000 hogs, pigs, up on Lake Superior. Up on Lake Superior. Up on Lake Superior. Going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's on your mind today?
I think the discussion about water is a really crucial one, because I think as we look ahead, obviously water is going to be a huge issue moving ahead. And I think those who have money have realized that there's a lot of profit to be made in water. Look what's happening in our West, and then look at what we have. It's not just that we have over 10,000 lakes. I always bristle when I see that Minnesota license plate, because Wisconsin has 15,000 lakes. We have 30,000 miles of rivers and streams and two of the Great Lakes and a
Joe, can you
river.
Hang on the phone. I don't want you to hang up. I've got to go to a quick break. That's required. But I want to come back. This is a very important issue. So hang on. And then, Sam, please put Joe back on the line after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.